The last time I took my iPhone into the shower, it was to celebrate Liz Strauss in Chicago. And that's a long distance away from my house. Today I'm celebrating Owen O'Leary, who's just up the road from me here in Glanmire. And Owen O'Leary is an entrepreneur, and he is the co-founder of a company called Akari Software. And you won't have heard of Akari Software unless you belong to a very small group of people involved in higher education. Higher education institutions may have heard of Akari Software, and hopefully they will in the future, because the National University of Ireland, Constituent College in Galway, have just awarded a contract to Akari Software to run curriculum development for them. Now, I'm not a technical person, I'm not au fait with the exact things that Akari Software got the contract for, except that it is pretty good thing for a company to get a new contract, and especially to get one from as prestigious a client as National University of Ireland. But I want to talk about something different. I want to talk about celebrating. Because as soon as I heard that Owen O'Leary, my local friend, I'd better declare that he's a friend of mine, but as soon as I heard that he got a contract, the first thing that came into my head was party. Party, we must celebrate. So I got immediately onto Twitter, and I tweeted all sorts of people locally to say, let's have a party. I didn't even consult Owen O'Leary himself, or his business partner, Pádraig Hegarty, or any of his staff. No, I just went straight ahead and said, we've got to have a party. And even if Owen O'Leary can't come, we can always set up a mock model of Owen O'Leary on a chair in Cafe Beva in Glanmire. It's the only place to celebrate. It's the obvious place to celebrate. It's Owen O'Leary's local, and it's where I've spent God knows how much time I've spent with Owen O'Leary in there, discussing not just business, discussing all sorts of other things. You know, people who run businesses like Owen O'Leary, they are not just one-dimensional people out there trying to earn their living. They're also trying to enjoy themselves. This man goes walking in the mountains. This man drinks beer. This man is mad keen on politics. And that's only a tiny fraction of his interests. He also likes food. And he loves telling stories. That's another story in its own right. So that's it, folks. I'm getting ready for a party that I have helped organize. But the person who really, you know, made me feel that it was definitely going to happen, of course, was the owner of the cafe, who got kind of told we were going to hold a celebration in his cafe, and he came back straight away and said, "Yes, there'll be sausage rolls on the house this morning." Now I don't think we should hold him to it, because there are going to be hundreds of people in this cafe in Glanmire today. You know, there's a great tradition in Irish storytelling where, you know, you make one foot forward and you move five leagues. You know, it's that fantastical element of exaggeration to make your point crystal clear. So yeah, there are going to be 200 people in Cafe Beva this morning. Give your hair a little attention. Eating sausage rolls and... I'll be just sticking to the old coffee, I suspect. Although if I smell the smells wafting out of the place, I might be very tempted. They do very good scrambled egg, I have to tell you. Okay, look, that's John McCarthy. A little shout-out for Cafe Beva.
Probably never heard me mention that place before, but... Anyway, there we are, got a dry up now, and I'm behind schedule, but I'm delighted, because let's remember the one thing about this is, when you're setting up to do a piece of work, plan the celebration. Here's a bit of advice from me. Plan the celebration first. So instead of saying, you know, what's the time scale? When are we going to deliver this product? You say, when's the party? When's the party in which we celebrate success? What date are we putting that in the diary for? You know, when are we going out to dinner? Right, by the way, folks, we're starting on a job here. Did this very recently with a group of people. And only for the bloody Wi-Fi or me or my understanding of Google Plus Hangouts was poor at the time. Still could be better. But I'd have said, okay, in 100 days, how are we celebrating? There we are. That's a shout out for my mates. Bye-bye. Okay, those of you who are only interested in Cafe Beba and celebration can break off, of course. But I just decided that I haven't really done much about shaving. So I think I'll kind of continue with the ablutions. Won't take very long because I'm behind schedule. And when you're behind schedule, it's a bit tricky, you know. You could easily cut yourself, especially when you're holding a Gillette razor. God, don't they rip us off, these companies, selling us extra blades. I love this little hand razor. Oh, it's a normal hand razor. It's not, by the way, one of those big, tiny throwaway things. But it certainly isn't a cutthroat like my father would have used. No, it's a safety cutthroat. And I'm kind of getting the top of my lip there, and I'm having to do around the nostril. Nostril one, nostril two. And I used to always go against the grain till I read somewhere that wasn't such a good idea. And so, the trouble with shaving is that it starts off as a chore and ends up as a very enjoyable thing to do. Time ticks away in the opposite direction. Okay, there's the water rinsing off, and then I'm going to go. Oh, God, all right. That was the last bit against the grain there. It went against the grain to draw the blade against the grain. Slow down. I'm going to mindfully rush. A school run waits. That's next. And then we'll see how good the Irish party in the morning. We all know the Irish party in the evening. They just, to crudely exaggerate and... they just go and get drunk, you know. They don't know much about partying. They just know how to get drunk. No. In the morning. The morning party. Yes, Grace! Oh, one last thing. I'm putting on a green shirt because I'm going to... There's a good chance there might be a documentary photographer in Cafe Beva this morning. Recording, you know. And there won't be any chance to pose when there's a documentary photographer around, so... I think I'll have to transform my whole life into a pose because he'll just go around snapping, you know, photography verite. Who's that guy? Overall, Roger Overall. He might even be there. Bye.